it's time to go inward, take a look at myself.
Is there a new Rodney Crowell? Crowell has written hit songs for Willie Nelson, Bob Seger, Emmylou Harris, and Crystal Gayle, among others. He's been a member of one of America's most prominent country music families, the former son-in-law of Johnny Cash and June Carter. Now the critics are saying his new album, Fate's Right Hand, is one of his best. But it marks a sharp introspective turn in his music, though his influences are not quite what you might think. Rodney Crowell joins us from the studios of WPLN in Nashville. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you, John.
You know, I read somewhere that you give Minnie Pearl some credit for guidance. She's not probably not what most people would think of as a guru, but she helped you.
Well, interesting. When I first arrived in Nashville, and she and I struck up a conversation that would, you know, we would run into each other and literally talk across shopping carts at the Kroger. And one particular time, she actually said to me, she said, you know, there's going to come a time in your career when you're going to need to go inside yourself to come up with something new for your audience. And when that happens, don't be afraid. Minnie Pearl was a wise woman. Most people think of her with the hat and the character, and she was an accomplished actress, you know, to step into that character. But she was a real wise woman outside of that character. And I reached a point when I started writing Time to Go Inward, I said to myself, God, this is what Minnie was talking about. So I put her in the song.
Jesus and Buddha and Krishna and Minnie Pearl knew. To do unto others the things you want done unto you.
Fate also figures largely in this album. It's in the title, after all.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you're more conscious of fate at the age of, what are you, 53 now than you were back
yes.
at the age of 20?
Well, I think at the age of 20, you know, I say about this record that I was thinking, you know, life can either be what you make of it or what it makes of you. And I would say at the age of 20, it was what life was making of me at that time. And you know, from where I am, my perspective now, I tend to be, you know, my life is what I make of it. I think I've become more of an alchemist, you know, the more I've done this.
Let's hear the title cut from the album, Fate's Right Hand.
Cool as a rule, you don't learn in old school. You can't brown nose a teacher from a dunce hat stool. It's the hum and the rhythm, the birds and the bees, the mamas and the papas and the monkeys in the trees. Brothers and the sisters living life on the street. Play the hunch, pull the punch, you'll never get beat by the junk food, tattooed, white dude, true blue, honky with an attitude coming unglued.
You know, someone suggested to me that sounded a bit like a rap song, and someone else suggested it sounded like a Bob Dylan talking blues song. Where did it come from?
I think it's fair to say that it's derivative of some of the influences Bob Dylan had on me early on, in particular Subterranean Homesick Blues. And if you remember that song, it's just that tumbling lyrical image, you know, one right after the other, that I was just so fascinated by it. I love that kind of wordplay.
Redrum.com, them some smart bombs, double cappuccino and a heart like a tom-tom. Ozone, long gone, that's it, I quit. Natural inclination sells enough of this. Brat pack, black jack.
That kind of wordplay even went farther back to my father, who was a local musician, and he used to sing those old backwoods talking blues songs and those, what you call those nonsense songs, where they go like, as I was crossing London Bridge, I met a man with an empty car full of apples, and I asked him if he'd seen anything of an old woman from Rattling Highway who was killed and hung for drowning herself. And those kind of things that go on, and they make no sense, but in the end, it's the totality of it that always drew me in.
You know, there's one song on this album that you wrote as a result of an encounter you had with one of your daughters up in New York City. It's called Riding Out the Storm.
The New York City winter comes in cold gray sheets of steel. A numbness in his hands and feet is all that he can feel. Alcohol and sterno turns the doorway to a bed, and the ghost of who he might have been lives on inside his head.
The guitar riff there makes it sound a little bit like the second chapter of The Boxer, Paul Simon's song.
Yeah, true. You know, I freely admit that. That song came about when my oldest daughter and I were buying takeout pasta, and we were in New York City at Christmas time, and we were going around, going down in the subways and giving food to homeless people sort of as part of our own Christmas process. And, you know, it was under the heading of teaching my daughter compassion, but I later realized that it was pretty self-serving of me. I was trying to make myself a hero in my daughter's eyes. Like, look what an enlightened man I am. And it sort of came crashing down when we were walking down the street at about 55th maybe in the Avenue of the Americas, and we came upon a man. It was easily 10 degrees with one of those freezing, biting winds coming down the, between the buildings there. We came upon this guy with no socks. His pants were ripped to shreds, and he looked like he was like swathed in ace bandages. He had no coat. He was bent over against the cold, and I had a nice long coat on, and I walked up to him and I said, "Excuse me, sir, I can't help but notice you're cold, and I'm not far from my hotel. I'd like to give you my coat." And he stood up, you know, and he raised himself up to full 6'3" at least, you know, in a very eloquent voice said, "No, thank you. What you see is a result of choices I've made." And he walked away. And I stood there stunned, and my daughter kind of broke the ice by saying, "Well, Dad, that didn't work out the way you thought it would, did it?"
Are the windows down on Lonely Street like an ice pick through the air? I miss the Sunday times and the coffee grinds and the winos in Times Square. Five flats up on Easy Street, you know she's safe and warm. And way down low, neath a foot of snow, he's riding out the storm.
You were married to Roseanne Cash, a son-in-law of Johnny Cash and June Carter, both of whom have passed away. I loved the song that you did on that TV tribute to Johnny, combination of Understand Your Man and Don't Think Twice.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kinfolks for to give me no talking. I'll be gone like I see.
How did that come about?
You keep seeing.
Well, I used to talk to John about it. I said, "Hey, you know, Don't Think Twice and Understand Your Man, they're really the same melody. Who came first?" And John used to go, "Ah, you know, Dylan swiped my melody." You know, and then he'd kind of wink and laugh and say, "You know, I swiped his melody." And pretty soon, you know, the story. And then he'd say, "You know what? We were both too high. I don't think either one of us know who swiped whose melody." And that night before I was going on, I do Don't Think Twice occasionally in my show. And I was talking to Chris Christopherson before I went out, and I said, "What do you think? Who stole whose?" You know, and Chris said, "John stole Dylan's." He said, "I know it for a fact." So I went out and I just kind of on the spur of the moment, I decided to stitch them together.
"Now ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road.
talking and I'm wondering all the way on down the road. I once loved a woman, a child untold. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul.
Rodney Crowell's newest album is Fate's Right Hand. He joined us from the studios of WPLN in Nashville. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Understand your man.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered. Our feature on Liberal Talk Radio was produced by Susan Stone. Our show tonight was edited by Marcus Rosenbaum, directed by Tracy Wall, and produced by Devar Ardalan, with Petra Mayer and Elaine Heinzman. Our technical director is Neil Ellis, who was ably assisted by Jerry Tennant, Carlos Gomez, Stu Rushfield, Kurt Turner, and Chris Nelson. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. Walter Ray Watson is the senior producer. Martha Wexler is the senior editor. I'm John Idstey. Good evening from All Things Considered.